Yes, sir.
I thought that we asked the same amount this year for our foreign aid that they gave us last year.
When you count the various carryovers and so on in, it's about $100 million higher this year, the request, than...
That include the $125 extra
we asked? No, I beg your pardon. No, that was before the $125. You'd have to add the $125 to that.
All right, now George Mahon's here with me now. He says you're asking $3.7 this year.
For the program.
For the whole program.
Including carryovers?
Including carryovers and everything.
That's right, and the carryovers, it was $3.5 in the present year, counting the carryovers and so on.
And it's $3.5 in the present year.
That's right.
And $125 extra for Vietnam.
Well, doesn't that include the $125?
Well, it does. That would be $3.5 and $125 would be $3.625, but he says it's $3.7.
No. What I meant, sir, is that doesn't the 3.7 include
the
125?
Yeah, if we ask 3.5 and we added to it 125, that's 3.625.
As I said a minute ago, we did ask for about $100 million more for next year. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what would make it. That'd be 75.
Before Vietnam, sir.
Yeah.
Before Vietnam. So that makes it $200 million in all, counting Vietnam.
Carryover funds is $242
million. He says it's about 3.7. All right, now what were you getting ready to say while I got him on?
Well,
therefore?
Getting ready to say that I believe that you could live well, without any humiliation, with some sort of reduction in view of the fact that Dave Bell will tell you that he now has about $100 million in funds that were not known to be available when he submitted the budget. So you can take
$100 million.
That's a carryover. That's $100 million that can be cut.
And he stated, Mr. President, to the committee that if he had any carryover, that he would come in and ask it to not be reduced by that amount.
I say you stated to the committee if you had any carryover, you'd ask it to be reduced by that amount, and you have $100 million carryover.
Well, were the figures we gave...
That you hadn't anticipated, is that correct?
No, sir, not 100 we hadn't anticipated. The figures we gave Sprankle...
Not 100, go ahead.
...was 102, and of that we had anticipated 30. And we had already reduced...
I had 102, and all that you'd anticipate 30, so that leaves you 82.
That's right. And we are...
72,
that's right. Now, just a half hour ago, Mr. President, I don't know whether you want to tell them this, we are proposing to go up and talk to them about it. We agreed that we would propose to put 50 of that into this special, into a loan to Brazil. So that we are expecting, as of right now, to end up with only 22, which represents dribs and drabs in various little appropriation accounts that, are what we anticipate will be left when the books are all balanced as of June 30th. And that will be the lowest actual carryover of any year that we've ever had.
In the national interest, can you cut this any, and if so, how much? Now just put it out on the line, hard and cold and true, and let's don't pad, let's don't speculate, let's do just what we've always tried to do, and then let's take our position on it and stand on it and let anybody else take whatever position they want to.
I expect, Mr. President, that we will need the funds we have asked for. I think that it would be, there is a range on any loan program in which deferring next spring a loan to India, say, for a power plant from April to July, it's a very hard thing to say that that's absolutely essential to national interest. But the way this program runs, we expect to use all of what you have asked for, what we have recommended to you. It is our minimum.
Okay, let's just stand on it then, okay.
Right. Okay, sir.
He says that